Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Cindy Bentley. I'm here with Mike Booth in England. I'm in Lincolnshire in county in England, in Tedford. And I'm told I'm in the heart of Lincolnshire, in the walls of W-O-L-D-S, the walls of Lincolnshire. I'm out in the country, very poor phone service, but we have a good internet tonight. And I hope all of you guys are ready to hear a very powerful man who over many 35 years, he's been working in something called Erisoma. And this is about color and healing and opening up our consciousness and our relationship of our energy being to color and consciousness. So he has a large following all over the world. He has a color training academy here in England. And he also does sacred travel around the world and teaching around the world. He's written many books. He's also has musical meditations, CDs, a vocalist. He's amazing. And I'm going to let him talk now. I'm very, very happy to be here with him. He will be traveling to Mexico City next week. So I was very fortunate that I was able to connect with him today and be here at the same time he is to be on the show. So I'm going to let Mike talk about what he does and how he founded with a lady named Vicki Wolves about the Erisoma.
Thank you, Cindy. It's really a pleasure to have the opportunity to talk on the show, and I really appreciate your offer and to communicate with all of you who have the opportunity to listen to this. So to begin with, Cindy sort of asked me to talk a little bit about Erisoma, to introduce what Erisoma is really all about. To me, it's a completely new paradigm in relation to therapeutic systems. In the past 5,000 years, humanity has given their power, given their responsibility for themselves away to others. Erisoma asks us, in no uncertain terms, to take that power back for ourselves. As it is that we look into the 116 different color combinations that is part of the Erisoma system, these dual colors that come before our eyes, and we look at them from the point of view of what calls to us most, then what actually happens is that we begin to recognize what it is that that calling is all about. We recognize our sole purpose, our mission, our gifts, and where we are in the integration of our gifts with our sole mission. It's not somebody telling us about that. It's not somebody giving us the information out of the blue. It's actually how color and consciousness describe who it is that we are. And there's a second part to the equation of what Erisoma does, which is we can't use up what we're not. We can only use up what we are. Color's like that. We recognize ourselves in the mirror of color, and then through that recognition, we're able to apply these dual color combinations, these essences, these equilibrium bottles, these dual color combinations to our own body. And that's like recharging our batteries, what it is that we've used up out of what it is that we are. And it's like giving ourselves back to ourselves. It's like a process of re-empowerment. It's not somebody says, oh, this is good for you, that bottle's good for you, this medicine is what you need for your throat, for your arm, for whatever part of you is. This is a system which is a new paradigm in medical science. It's a new paradigm in the evolution of something which I would call preventative medicine. It means that as it is that we look into these dual color combinations, we're given the opportunity to recognize something of the deeper levels of ourselves. Consciousness exists as color within us. So when we look at the whole of the different color combinations, we're looking into that opportunity to see the different aspects of our consciousness, the soul mission and purpose, maybe what we dedicated ourselves to many thousands of lifetimes ago, that re-emerges in this life, that we begin to get a clue, or begin to get a feel of who it is that we are, what it is we dedicate it to, what it is that we're to do in this incarnation. And what were the gifts that we asked for and were given that were with that mission and purpose, that it is if we recognize those, then it's like what it is that we've given away, what it is that we've used up, we're able to reassemble, we're able to remember, we're able to bring back to ourselves what it is that we've given away, like a process of re-empowerment. So Orosoma is really a system which is a new paradigm as a therapeutic system that is about re-empowerment. Re-empowerment of the vital essence of who it is that we are, to come to ourselves as the soul that has traveled through time, to come into this time to be able to make another step towards the fulfillment of that mission and purpose. Why we're here, what we're for, and the way we do what we're to do is clearly expressed as color, as consciousness. And when it is that we begin to identify that and work with it by direct application of the bottles to our bodies, it really is a process of giving ourselves back to ourselves. I was just saying to Cindy a little bit earlier, I wouldn't be able to do what I do in the world, and I'm very confident about this, had I not the support of what Orosoma gives me in my personal life. It gives me the opportunity to really be able to be on a plane one day, in a workshop the next day, you know, 7 countries, for example, in the last 2 months, giving workshops around the world.
And I'm going to say, he's not like 25 years old. Mike's my age, and he's out there full of energy and helping to transform others. But he's also supporting himself, and he did this for me today. And I picked colors, and then he worked with the numbers of the colors and found that Cindy Bentley's doing exactly what she came here to do, and that I have been empowered over other lifetimes to bring forth this energy and the mission and the service that I'm here, which is pretty exciting. So now I have colors that support exactly what I'm here to do, which is what he's saying he has for himself. And the enthusiasm he has in helping other people be supported also. I mean, it's all over the world. I mean, it's amazing. It works. It really works.
Yeah. I mean, for me, you know, Cindy's work is really a parallel to Orosoma. You know, she and I have had interactions over the last year. And, you know, part of that has also been to realize her mission, her purpose in relation to empowering others. And for me, it's like, you know, another member of the soul family working together in relation to what we can do to empower each other to be able to get on with the solution rather than putting the emphasis on the problems. When I was talking about the new paradigm, think about it for a minute. You know, how much do we, you know, think about what's wrong with ourselves? How much do we go to somebody to tell us, oh, you know, this is what's wrong, that's what's wrong? Orosoma is really about the opposite. It's about empowering what it is that we have that's actually the good, actually what it is that's the positive, that it is that part may expand. And it doesn't mean that we ignore the shadow. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have to look into the shadow as part of that process. It means that we look at it from a different point of view. It means the possibility of seeing what it is that we've shown, like compost. We can't grow strong plants without the possibility of good compost. That's really the whole purpose of what it is that we're asked to do when we look into what's in the depth of those bottles by direct application. It brings up what lies within the depth of ourselves.
So I'm thinking, when he's telling me these things, I'm thinking it's about finding our truth, finding the truth of our soul and not overlooking it or being distracted, but actually focusing on the exact truth of who and what we are and why we're here and what we offer as service.
Absolutely. And the service thing, you know, we touched on in our personal conversation earlier on, and I think we both agree that this thing is the, you know, it's one of the key factors that it's so difficult for us to serve one another, so difficult for the way in which we can really be of service to one another. You know, one of the things, I don't know whether you know, but Cindy spent 30 years of her life in service of nursing before she started the bigger global service of what she does now. And, you know, for me, that's a symptom of a soul that has the desire to be of service to others because of a commitment in the past where it is she said, well, actually, that's why I'm here, to learn how to serve, how to be of help. You know, her life is an inspiration to me. You know, the more I get to know her, the more I hear her stories about her personal life, it deepens my commitment to my own journey. It helps me to understand my own journey. You know, what I've looked at in relation to colour, what it is that I've seen through the mirror of what these bottles have shown me in the last 34 years is a little bit more depth in relation to, I think, what I would have got through psychoanalysis, which I did 7 years of, or through meditation, which I did, you know, fairly intensely and have done and still do most of my life. These colours, what they do is they actually give us the opportunity to really integrate things in a different way. And that's why I say it's a new paradigm in the world. What Vicky Wall was given, what it was that spirit blessed her with, and she didn't know what it was for. She didn't know what she'd been given. That to me is also a confirmation of something of the innocence that somebody who was prepared over many, many lifetimes to bring something into being that would be the benefit for people who were in the situation of facing the new world, of facing what it is that we face in this world at this moment in time. I believe the 21st century is a point in time which is really extraordinary in human evolution. I think we have the opportunity to step from being Homo sapien to Homo luminous, to walk in the light in the world. Instead of it is that, you know, as we've been, competition and conflict, war and aggression, maybe those times are passing away, however otherwise it may look on the surface. The inner world and how it is that, you know, what it is that we might glimpse is how it is that we, if we support one another in the journey towards ourselves, and how it is that Aura Soma might be a tool in relation to supporting us in the journey to ourselves, then there's the possibility, as light workers called upon from distant galaxies, distant stars, to come here to help the Earth evolve to another step, another dimensional shift, then it is that, you know, if we take up a little of that responsibility and work together rather than in competition or to feel this one's better than me or that one's worse than me, to see some form of equanimity or equality and to move forwards in the light together as a strength. Vicky used to use the analogy, one match on its own can easily be broken. But if you gather all the matches in a matchbox together and you try and break those all in one go, it's not possible. It takes something other to do that. And so the analogy is, you know, if we could only gather together a little bit as light workers, to see the it is that we bring to the work it is that we've been given to do, our mission and purpose, why we're here, what we're for, and how it is that we are to do what it is that we're to do. Then, in that support, I think we can really make a difference. A little difference, like a drop in the ocean. You know, it might be that that transmits to all the other drops, and then a big change can come about. Sometimes when I'm listening to what it is that's going on in the world, and, you know, I don't read newspapers, I try not to watch too much news, I really feel that, you know, there's two things happening at this point in time. We're bombarded by information. We're bombarded by technology that gives us access to that informational content. And yet it is, you know, that we lose something through that. We lose what it is that to go within, to know the resources that lie within ourselves, and to trust the star that lies within us, to trust what it is that the essence of why it is that we came into being is. And to really delve into that is to like enter the vastest library you could imagine. Because it is that, you know, we were made in his, her own image to be all it is that we can be. To be able to enter into that, to have access, to open the door to it, is really an incredible opportunity that we're so distracted from a lot of the time. Cindy and I just, you know, for a few moments before we began the show, we just went into silence together and just asked for support from above. You know, a few moments before we do what it is that we're going to do can really make a difference. Really recommend, you know, if it is that you're going to have a look into something, just take those few minutes of silence, those few minutes of meditation and prayer. Just ask for the help from above. See if it makes a difference to you. If it works for you, use it. You know, this is my sense of how it is. Today I've done a lot of driving, you know, throughout the UK, from more or less one end in the west to coming to the east. And in that journey, I've seen so many rainbows, and I felt the blessings of those rainbows, the covenant between God and man, the architect of all that is, saying to me over and over, you know, miracles happen not in the big things. The miracles happen just in the little things that occur moment to moment. Those little synchronicities that are difficult to believe. You know, when I met Cindy at the train station today, and to see that she's wearing the same colours that I was given to wear this morning, we're both in the coral tops and the blue jeans. And, you know, we were both saying to each other, you know, this is a bit of a synchronous thing, you know, this colour thing. And then, you know, I go into her colours, I go into her numbers a little bit, and I see that, you know, part of her commitment in the past is to be really trying over lifetimes to make a contribution to recreating heaven on earth.
Right.
A commitment to how it is that she might do that, to be able to do in a small way with maybe each interaction that she enters into, to create a little bit more of heaven on earth. And this coral that we wear in the upper fraction, in the pullovers today, is the new consciousness, the new earth coming into being with that intent. Maybe a little contribution to creating a little bit more heaven on earth. Tomorrow I'm going to show Cindy Shire Farm, which she hasn't seen yet. This is the Orosoma Farm in England. It's where we grow a lot of the plants that support the work with EOS, our cosmetic, with Orosoma, and how it is that farm is a living organism that is a model for the future. It was recognised by several seers as a sacred site for the future, and I'm really excited to share that with her in relation to this little bit of how we can manifest, or how we can ask for help to create a little bit of heaven on earth.
And I'm going to interrupt for just a moment, but there's been so much synchronicity between Mike and I today. It's been amazing. Not only are we in the same colors, but so much else has. I just said he called me on Saturday week and said he needed some assistance, because, you know, I'm here to help everybody. And then I said, I'm going to be in England next week. And he said, you are? I said, yeah. He said, well, can we meet? And I think I said something like, well, why don't you be on my show Monday? And he said, well, okay, I'll be here. And I didn't even, I said, well, I may have to stay overnight because the show's not going to be finished until 11:30 at night. So I'll have to sleep on your sofa. And then I've been kind of open-minded about, well, whatever I need to do there, I'll do. I hadn't booked a place to stay, but I felt like I may need to be here a couple of days. And sure enough, he said, well, I had counted on you being here for two nights. And it's an amazing place. And everyone who knows me knows how I like crystals and colors. So there's like 8-foot Ganesh, fabulous. I mean, the center is unbelievable, but the center is just an amazing place for people to come and learn close to God and nature and learn more about yourself. But the crystals that he has here and the Ganesh and the Wan Yens and then the work of the Aratoma is amazing. And he asked me just to pick, there's bottles of colors, and I just picked colors and the ones I felt led to pick. And sure enough, it was one of the first ones I picked was all about the new earth, because I'm dedicated to bringing the new earth to this planet and to transform. And we've had a lot of good talks about trust. And I know a lot of you who are listening know that that's one of my big areas, is trusting yourself and your power, that you are divinely connected and that you are receiving the guidance that you need. And part of what Maya does in this academy is empower people and show them and help guide them to their own truth.
Yeah, I think that's really, really what it's about. Just to comment on Cindy's reaction in meeting the crystals that have been part of the story of Aurasoma. She went into overwhelm and she had tears streaming down her face. It was transfiguring to see somebody so touched by the energy and how it is those crystal spheres really offer such support in the room. And I really feel like the beingness, and Cindy described them as having energetic entities. Each one was selected because each one was saying it was dedicated towards a transformational process. And every one of those, and maybe there are 30 large crystal spheres in the room, each one of them has its own individual energy, like they represent the rays or they represent different aspects of energetic connection.
And different colors.
And different colors,
and
indeed.
Different colors.
And, yeah, just to see those tears streaming and to feel what was happening to her was a very beautiful moment.
I was pretty messed up. You guys know how sensitive I am. I was pretty messed up for a while in here because it's an amazing place. I could feel miles away that I was getting here. I could feel it. Such high frequency and high energy. And I had no concept of what I was, or no expectation, but it's amazing.
That was another lovely bit of little synchronicity.
Yes.
We're driving down the road and Cindy's saying, oh, I'm really beginning to feel something. Exactly at the point where Vicky used to say she was coming into the field of what it is that we have at Devora. That's the name of the house of the academy. And really, I thought, you know, this is amazing. You know, this woman is really in tune with something of the same frequencies, you know, because Vicky was blind, so she didn't really know where she was as we were driving. And I chose a particular road to come towards Devora today because that little road was one of her favorites to approach from when it was possible. It's a little windy road and single carriageway, and it's kind of got a special feel. And Cindy picked it up very precisely where Vicky felt that we were entering the field of Devora.
Well, I think Vicky's here with us, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, she's definitely here. She guided me here.
We're sitting in her consultation room where mm-hmm. she did many personal sessions for people after the Dehora was new. And I always feel her very strongly in this room, mm-hmm. Her presence, what it is that her energy is. And it's a very beautiful thing that we're in tune with that tonight.
And the thing is, her being blind, she couldn't see the colors, but she could feel the colors.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what was amazing about that, Cindy, was, you know, we would be, say, in a city and you know, she would be able to walk with me and I'd be holding her arm. And suddenly we get to a point where we're going to step across the road because we need to cross the road. And she'd hesitate. And I'd say, what's happening? And she'd say, well, I don't know. It's like stepping off a cliff. And Cindy said this to me so many times during the course of the day today. She said, I'm really on the edge of a cliff. And what it was for Vicky was that the tarmac being black, she couldn't feel the energy. Couldn't mm-hmm. see the energy
right.
With her clairvoyant facility. And so it was really like that, being on the edge of a cliff. Mm-hmm.
And those of you who know me know my, that's part of what I'm doing here in England. I don't know exactly when I'm going back home. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I've been following moment-to-moment guidance, which has made it an amazing journey, this being one of them. And I'm learning new things about myself. And each time I learn something new from me, it's because of you. Because what I'm learning is so that I can be the way sure for everyone that I work with. It's very gigantically powerful for me to be here and to be with Mike. And I work with many people that work also in Arizona. And then they're all over the world, everywhere. And I just got a note from Linda Warren, and she said, well, you know, next spring you're going to be in Moscow or Russia or something. And I said, well, you know, I've just been asked to do that with another friend wants me to go to Moscow to speak. And Mike has gone many times to Moscow. He's been all over the world. And this color therapy is very beneficial and it works. I haven't seen it as much in the United States as it is elsewhere in the world, but for the last couple of weeks, every client I have, when I ask her if she knows about Arisoma, it's on their shelf. The last client I had, I said, so you know Arisoma, because I'm going to meet with Mike Booth or see him. She said, yeah, I've got it right here. I couldn't live without it. So I've got a lot of testimony. The first time I got introduced to Arisoma was in Germany in 2016. A healer there named Frank Hubert gifted me with three bottles of Arisoma, and I've been using one of the colors a lot, and it's the magenta, and come to find out that's one of the ones for the new earth, which is amazing. But I felt like I needed to use that. It's very easy to use. I put a little in my hand and then I let the energy of it go through all of my aura. I just pass it through the aura all around my body, not really touching the body, but honoring the energy fields of my body and putting it around me. So it's very easy to use, but it's gigantically powerful. I have some protection. I have another bottle for communication. These were the bottles that I had doused with Frank And he also, as a healer, felt like these are the ones that would be most beneficial for me.
Yeah, I mean, what Cindy's talking about there is a range which is called the Pomanders. They are based on 49 different herbs, you know, like 7x7. And Vicky brought those into being very shortly after the birth of Arisoma, birth of the dual color combinations. And the reason that she brought them into being was she used to take walks before she was blind because she was a late onset diabetic and the blindness followed the diabetes. What happened was that she used to take these walks, which were the remembrance of the walks she used to take in London parks with her father, where her father asked her to identify particular plants, particularly healing plants. And so part of a habit that she gained as a young woman and through her life was to gather plants and put them into solution. So at the time Aurasoma was born, she had quite a lot of what we call demijohns, gallon jars, with various herbs, various plants inside. And because she was trained in arts of the apothecary, the arts of the old pharmacy, she used to keep a record of what plants were in those demijohns, in those gallon jars. So the pomanders really were something that preceded Aurasoma, that were born very early on. The original one was called the white pomander, and that was like something which covered everything with all age energy centers. Cindy's just described one of the others, the magenta, you know, very, very helpful in relation to protection and bringing about a sense of when we're really needing to clear our field, to clear the bioenergetic electromagnetic field that surrounds us, then really, really good. Because in a way, it's like love from above. Love from above is like a concept or an idea or an energy which is available to us all the time. So what the magenta does is kind of confirm the intent to bring the love from above into the field. As we protect ourselves, so we protect others. The pomanders are really helpful in relation to that journey of protection, that it is that, you know, we enter into things that, you know, we might be really surrounded with people with different objectives. You know, another part of the conversations today is how people get so caught in the material and lose sight of the real purpose. Pomanders, in a way, mean that instead of getting caught up with things that are a distraction to the inner, it means that we have a little bit more chance, a little bit more support to remember ourselves or to come to the star or to relate from an inner space rather than to be distracted by what's going on the outside. Another range which is similar in consistency, Cindy described it as placing them on the palm of the hand, the pomanders. We also have another range which is placed on the pulse points of the wrists. These are called the quintessences. And what they do is they invoke the higher energies, what we call the master rays. It's just like a way of saying a support from another level of being. And it's like the pastel colors, the pastel or light into the colors that give the consciousness an opportunity to be supported from another level of being. Each of these things is within ourselves. They're not really external. But it's like having something that's a reminder that is energetically supportive of these particular aspects of our being. So we have equilibrium, which is the dual colors, which we apply to ourselves like a self-massage. Then we have the pomanders, bioenergetic, electromagnetic field. And then they have the quintessences, which support the different aspects of the astral field. In a way, the higher being bodies and how it is that they also, as they permeate through the different levels of our fields that surround us, give us the inspiration to do what it is that we're here to do, to support us in our purpose, to support us in what it is that in our service.
Aurasoma has expanded so much. He's showing me perfumes, mm-hmm. our colognes.
Yeah, we call those Pegasus. It's like a range of natural perfumes that are based, I think one of the few that are based on organic ingredients. So that, you know, instead of putting things on the body which are synthetic or based mm-hmm. in coal tar or, you know, a lot of the things that you see, all of the Christmas ads advertising at this point in time, Pegasus is, you know, really recognized as something
to support the body.
To support us, yes, to support us, particularly with synchronicity. You know, the more it is that we work with the energies that support us with ourselves, the more likely it is in that journey that we're going to experience these little synchronicities. It's a beautiful thing when we begin to do so, because in a way, it's beyond the mind.
Right.
It's really to do with our being. When synchronicity begins to happen in your life, you know pretty much that you're on a different track. It's not the same track as, oh, you know, I think I'm going to do this, or, you know, the mind says, oh, I'm going to go there, or the mind says,
or I should do this.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. That's a big one, you know, I should do this. Then, you know, more allowing ourselves to be what it is that we are, to just simply be, then little synchronicities can begin to occur.
And that's what we've been talking, I've been talking to Mike about today, was how once you begin to flow with a synchronicity and you're not judging yourself with your mind, it's magical. And it's so easy. We were talking about how easy grace we have as we allow things to unfold without using our mind to mess it up and judge what it is that's unfolding before us. And like I said, I'm on a journey, right, another one of those magical journeys right now, and it's pretty amazing what's going on. And life is good, guys. And this is one more thing that we can use. People are always asking me, can you teach me how to protect? Can you teach me how to protect? And this is something very easy. You can Google Aurasoma. I know I've got clients in LA, and I don't see her calling in today, but my Elaine uses Aurasoma, and I've got a client that I just worked with, I said, uses Aurasoma. So it is around in the United States. Can you send it? Can you order it?
Yeah, I mean,
it is on eBay or Amazon or something.
We're just aurasoma.com is really all.
Aurasoma.com.
A-U-R-A hyphen, and the hyphen's important, S-O-M-A.com. And then that will take you to the portal, and then you get a little bit more of an outline of what Aurasoma is, mm-hmm. and then it takes you through the process to be able to access what the products are used for, what it is that Aurasoma is all about.
And the thing is, it's been proven. It's been around for 35 years. So it works. And all the clients I work with in other countries, most all of them, they know exactly what Aurasoma is. And there's big shops all around the world where he has people selling. And one of the things I didn't know was Japan. Tell them about Japan's one of the biggest.
Yeah, I mean, but our largest student body is in Japan, and more than 5,000 people in Japan. You know, how that came to be is, you know, really little beginnings, water the seeds, things expand. You know, I think the Japanese people are very sensible in relation to aesthetics.
And energy.
Mm-hmm. So then how it is that you know, Aurasoma has really taken off and become something that a lot of people in Japan are really aware of and utilize in their daily lives. Really appreciate all the times in Japan. One of the sacred tours, Cindy mentioned that sometimes I do those, and I love to go to different places on the planet and be with some like-minded people to share what we can do to support the being of this point in time. We just came back from Easter Island a couple of weeks ago, and that was such a splendid experience, and, you know, many, many friends with us there. We're going to do a small tour of an island off the coast of Japan called Mawako Island, a very sacred space and very, very beautiful. I've been before, and the people are almost you know, kind of in tune with the sacredness that's there. I was absolutely blown away by some of the stories and some of the energies that are on this island. So, yeah, I think Japan is a very, very special place in my heart. And I don't know whether that's to do with how many past lives, but mm-hmm. for sure, it's to go there in the springtime, and I've been going there for 14 years for a month nearly every year. At the time when the sakura blossom, the cherry blossom comes out, that energy and the way it's celebrated in Japan, you can't mistake the love that's there. Pink love, exactly mm-hmm. that.
And there's a lot of bottles behind me with pink in it, so there's a lot of love bottles behind me. What was the other country that used the second largest
Germany,
consumer?
Germany's definitely
Germany
big.
Is a big consumer of Arasoma also, and that's where
many people in Germany really know it. Some of the bookshops throughout Germany stock Arasoma. It's one of the unusual things. It's not so much, or I'm not saying it's not in any pharmacies in Germany, but it tends to be more the bookshops. And I think that's a very interesting thing, because there was a magazine that came out in the 80s, maybe even the beginning of the 90s, called Esoterra. And the cover story for the magazine 1 month was the ideal therapy. And that was really like the birth of something in Germany. Suddenly, Arasoma became something very significant for the people who were really wanting to work with themselves, to remember themselves, to come to the new consciousness. That magazine really opened a door to that possibility. And since then, Arasoma has been very, very much used and loved in Germany.
Wow. So I'm wondering now, should we take some questions? We're going to take questions, and I see Bob is with us today. And Bob, as you know, where I am right now, it is now 10:40. So we're in a different time zone, but you guys are up and alert, and we've got still over about 45 minutes left. And then we're going to do a little meditation at the end. But I've got, if anyone's on the line, we're going to see if you have any questions for Mike or I. And Bob, who should we ask first?
Let's go to Bridget.
Okay. Hi, Bridget.
Hi there, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good. Having another sacred journey.
That's awesome. I hadn't heard your radio show in a few weeks, so I called in, and oh my gosh, you're over in England.
Yeah. I think we're going to be here next week too. Mike has kind of agreed. If you'll be in London, and I'm going to be a little closer to London than I am where he is now, and I can make a trip with me and do some more talk about Arasoma, and maybe let him do some other work. Some of the other things he does too, meditations. But do you have any questions for Mike?
Yeah, I just I came in a little bit late, but I heard him talking about wearing magenta, the magenta color, or having the magenta color around you. Does that help to clear energy, help you find your path, et cetera?
Yeah, I think that the magenta for us in all its forms is really like helping us to put the care, put the love, put the kindness into the little things. You know, we can either be in awareness or out of awareness. And if we practice putting the love into the little things, then it's like building a bank account. Magenta's like that. So the more it is that we kind of put or work with a commander that has the magenta energy, or work with the equilibrium that has the magenta energy, or even, you know, kind of helping us to come into that, creating the magenta energy around us, then putting the love in the little things builds that bank account. Then when it comes to the bigger things in our lives, when it is that we really need some love, we really need that support, then it's more likely to be available because we practice it in the little things. So that's the magenta energy as far as I'm concerned.
So I think it's like building clarity. Yes, we're all, it's about building the, and I know I've been using a lot of my, because I, you know, you guys know my story. I'm staying out of the brain. I'm always trying to step a little bit off the cliff and allow the synchronicity and the magic of life to come. And I think Jenna is, it builds your capability of trusting because you've built it up. Does that make sense, Bridget?
It does. It does. I liked the analogy of the bank account.
Great. Yes. Great.
Yes.
Yeah, to build up the bank account. Okay, that's interesting. I'm going to try and get more magenta in my life.
Yeah, you know, when you're picking up your teacup, you know, do you pick that up with awareness and do you feel what's in your hands? Do you put your love into the what it is? That Cindy was talking to me about, she puts a little message on her water bottle every day, you know, where it is that she writes love on it. And that's a message that she wants to put into the water because we're 7/10 water. So it's like, oh, an opportunity, you know, where I can put a little bit more love in. And that's the magenta quality. The love in the little things that builds up the bank account. That when you get to that situation that's important to you in relationship, where it is that we really need the love, then in the little things, maybe there's the opportunity for it to be there in the big things.
And him and I have been talking about that a lot. Because that's my thing, you know, building relationships and learning how to love more. Of course, we all want to do
that.
Yes. The big
interesting
thing,
right? I love that. I'm not very educated in the colors and all that, so this is very interesting. Show to listen to.
You should be over here. It is so fascinating. He's written many books on Aurasoma, and there's new discoveries. He came in today. He has girls that work for him that are his children. His daughters work for him, and they're bringing in, they're brilliant, and they're bringing in new products. And we're sitting here looking at things and seeing how clear, how powerful. I mean, there's a lot, they're like chemists. There's so much that goes into this, and it's expansive. Because guess what? This is the new earth. This is the way it's supposed to be. We're using what Gaia has already prepared for us. There's nothing artificial here. It's all from the earth. You understand what I mean? I mean, it's what's here for us to use. It's amazing.
Yeah, all the cures to all the ailments are already here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a large farm, Bridget, as well, that gradually over the last 35 years, we've developed, and you know, part of that has a chakra system that's over 1 mile long, and it's like walking through the energy system of ourselves in the landscape. And you know, part of the vision of that is that within every bottle, within every product that we produce, that also that part of it, you know, that connection with being of the earth and the chakra system in the landscape, and how the plants also transmit that message through to the human being.
Right. And I even had a text message as I was on the train here, which was a pretty long ride because I'm kind of on the other side of London, getting to the, on the east side, going to the west side or something like that. But somebody texted me who was from this area, and I said, oh my gosh, you're going through my homeland, and it's green, and it is green, but there were so many different colors of green. And for me, I was really, really seeing the colors because, you know, I live in the desert. I don't see much green at all.
Right.
And so it brought up my awareness of what I'm missing. And some of us don't recognize the colors that we may be missing that are transformative for our certain being. So some colors are more transformative for people than other colors. Each person has certain colors that support who they are, which I've never even thought about that till I got here and saw it. Mike was going, well, pick out the colors that call to you. And I was like, okay. So this is a whole new era for people to support themselves, heal themselves, but most of all to start learning how to trust the energies of who they are and connect into that.
That's really an important point. You know, it's like so much of what we have been conditioned to do is to give our power away. And I think one of the places that Cindy and I really come together is in this point of how it is that personal empowerment, self-empowerment is really the key for the future. That if we can get people a little bit to come into their own power, what a different world we would live in. And, you know, it's not even about power in that sense. It's really something else, which is more to do with being. You know, we also were talking about this whole thing to do with the whole question of, you know, it's not to do with how we think, it's not to do with how we feel, but it's really something deeper. When we talk about the possibility of synchronicity, we're talking about really stepping into being. How often do we actually give ourselves the space to let ourselves be? And part of that is, you know, trust. The more it is that we trust ourselves, the more we're able to let ourselves be. And then what goes on in the mind, you know, all the passing clouds that go across the blue, not so important as they were before.
Not important. And on this journey, you know, I'm doing a little journey here, as you guys know. I'm kind of changing the days I leave all the time because people are calling me saying, can you do this? Can you stay here? I can't even tell you some of the magic. I'll talk about this in another show because it's been a pretty magical journey, but I'm not even halfway done yet. So I'll talk about it later. But it's the more you can be and then you trust that what you are is enough. Can I say that again? You start trusting. Yes. Go, Bridget.
Yeah, I was going to say it again for everybody. Say it louder.
Yeah, the more, I can't even know what I'm saying now. The more you can trust being what you are, the more you're going to have magic in your life, and the more things show up synchronistically without. And the more you do it, the more that happens, the more you trust, the more you be. And so it's just been a wild journey here. And I'm so happy that I can do this and allow myself to be who I am. You get that? Trust who you are. It's trusting who you are and not trying to be something different than what you are. It's not what our mothers wanted us to be, our dads wanted us to be, what our husbands want us to be, or our partners want us to be. It's who we are and developing who we are and trusting who we are. And that way you have more clarity and you're not utilizing that brain that's trying to sabotage you by telling you what you should do or shouldn't do, or, oh, that could be dangerous. Oh, are you sure you want this? You know, all those what ifs are gone because that's not the truth of who you are, because you know who you are.
And I mean, that's exactly what happens with looking at the 116 different color combinations. It's seeing the magic that happens when somebody recognizes who it is that they are. The magic that happens when you see somebody feel what it is that calls to them, and they recognize themselves in the mirror of color, because color is just a reflection of consciousness itself. You know, what we look at when we're looking at those different color combinations is different aspects of our consciousness. And when we call to something, we're getting closer to our essence, closer to why we're here, closer to what we're for, closer to the way we do what we can do. And that's really very, very helpful at this point in time, because as Cindy was just saying, you know, one of the problems is, you know, that we're undermining ourselves a lot of the time in relation to trusting ourselves. What Aura Soma does is really empower you also to know who it is you are in the mirror of color, and then you get to apply it to yourself. It's like giving yourself back to yourself. And the miracles that I've seen over the years, you know, 30 years of working with this thing all around the world, it's not something that, you know, well, a particular social class, a particular spiritual belief, mm-hmm. a particular country, or
easy. It's
really easy, you know. And you know, I've had children, you know, autistic children, children with learning difficulties, all manner of, they know from a consciousness point of view what it is that they need because of what calls to them. And I've even seen it with animals, you know, like. One of the things that I was absolutely fascinated working with horses was how easily that they recognize the colors that they need and what it is that they want to have applied to them.
That's amazing. Yes, and I have to say, how many bottles do I have?
116.
116 bottles behind me, and I went. One of the bottles I picked first time was the red bottle. I wish I could show you the color. I'm sorry we don't have a video going that I could show you.
It's called Coral Over Red.
Coral Over Red, which is it's the new earth. And that's what I'm all about, is helping the new earth to come about on this planet. And so it was quite amazing. That's me, you know. But, yeah. So thank you, Bridget. Do you have any more questions? I'm going to go to someone else.
Oh, I just, maybe if you could do a quick energy clear on me.
Okay, let's
but
check.
This subject is just fascinating.
It's so easy that we miss it. I mean, it's good.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Bridget, I'm telling you, I think you're already clear. You intended it and you're done.
Oh, that's good news.
Because the two of us over here together, oh my! I think everybody listening is probably going to be clear as a bell right now. We're sitting in a vortex of energy, you know, healing energy right now. It's amazing. All right, Bridget.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I hope you both have a wonderful evening and have a great holiday, Cindy.
Nice to speak to you, Bridget.
And we'll talk more. I'll tell y'all more about how this transforms later.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Bye. And who else we've got, Bob?
Let's go to Jan.
Okay. That sounds good. Hey, Jan.
Hi, darling. I'm so glad to know you're over in England and having a wonderful time. And I'm just getting really high listening to all of this.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
It's wonderful. And I had never heard of Aura Soma, but I'm going to check out that website and may end up getting some books too.
That's something, Jan. He also offers classes so that you can help him. It's a business. A lot of women your age. I mean, in my age too. You know what I mean? You know, if he I've worked with some of the people that work with him, and they do quite well. So that's something you can talk more about that.
Yeah, I mean, basically, somebody.
I missed a little bit you said because it broke up.
Okay, go ahead. Tell him. Mike's going to tell you about.
Okay, great.
The business.
A lot of people who. A call to Aura Soma, you know, they have their own experience, first of all, with working with the product, and then they do some classes. And then, you know, the opportunity is to become a practitioner, which is basically, you know, to go through a series of courses, which are what we call the core courses. And it goes through blue, yellow, and red. The blue courses, you get an intellectual understanding of the products. The yellow course, you get emotional or feeling, understanding of the products. And then the last course is where we come to being, the red course. So it's like a complete training. And then the opportunity is to become a practitioner. And then you're able to give consultations to the public. So, you know, that is that basically it's a 9-month process, because we like people to have 3 months in between each of the three levels, the blue, the yellow, and the red.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very interesting.
Yeah. Do people come here to be trained?
The academy is really the home of Aurasoma, but as you know, I travel to, you know, many, many different countries in the world. And so the opportunity is there to be able to learn either from myself or from other teachers that have been trained by the academy. And that's all available on the website. You look where you are, and then you'll see the photos of different practitioners who offer consultations or other parts of the system to their clients.
Does that help?
Regarding the the colors that I'm drawn to, was that tied in with the dual colors that you were talking about earlier?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I will, as far as my wardrobe goes, I'm drawn a lot to blues and greens. And my favorite sweater has the blues and greens and a little bit of purple in it. And that's my favorite sweater. So what does that mean?
Well, you know, what does it mean? It means, you know, what does it mean to you, Jan? What would you say it means to you?
You mean what each color means to me? I don't.
Like you look at those colors,
think of green as one of the healing colors.
Yeah.
And
so
I think of, I guess,
to me, you know, that green gives you a sense of space, you see? It gives you a sense of who you are. It gives you an opportunity to trust yourself a little bit more. So, you know, that's a healing thing, isn't it? As we trust a little bit more, as it is that we allow ourselves to be a little bit more, then, you know, that's like giving ourselves a new space. And that's the green for us in Aurasoma.
Okay. And then royal blue is
your potential. Your potential to see clearly. Mm-hmm. The more it is that you trust yourself, the more it is that you trust your inner voice, the more it is you trust your guts, then the more it is that that royal blue potential will come forward.
That sounds good to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Mike.
Good to talk to you.
Okay. Bye-bye, Jan. And she's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This Bridget was in San Diego or LA, I think. Bob, who else are we going to talk to today?
We have Charisse.
Okay, wonderful. Hey, Charisse.
Hi, Cindy.
How are you?
Good to hear that you're in England and you're traveling and meeting new people and being exposed to new things.
Yes.
I have one question. I know certain colors in the past I've been drawn to, and now things are changing and new colors are coming in that I've never even thought of before. And I'm just wondering, is there a specific color that is good to bring energy into the body and to help ground us?
I think that red's really helpful for that, Jan. It's really... I'm sorry, it was Clarice, wasn't it?
Charisse.
Red's really good for energy. It's really helpful to ground, and it's really a source of connecting with the earth, like a sense of being with ourselves in a deep level. It is actually just pure energy. Red's very, very helpful for that grounding effect.
I wear red lipstick every day. That's kind of my trademark.
So do I, Charisse. And everybody makes fun of my red lips. I like to have red lips on every day.
Yeah, powerful communication that comes from those red lips, maybe.
Interesting. Thank you.
Okay.
And I think I wore red today, so after changing trains across England about four times, I had to stay grounded and focused, which is a hard thing for Cindy Bentley to do sometimes in a new land with beautiful green everywhere. So I wore red today because I doused it and I was told to wear red, and it helped me get here. I didn't miss any trains or get my made it.
So I got a red piece of luggage.
Oh, that might have been good. I had blue luggage today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to carry red luggage though, but it kind of got destroyed on all so many. It was worn out. I had to get another one. So yeah. Yeah, thanks, Teresa. I hope that was helpful.
Thank you both, yes.
And you can Google and look at and learn more about it on the internet too. Mike's got a lot going on.
Okay, I will.
Good to talk to you, Chris.
Thank Here you.
Hello?
Hey, Bob.
Yep, we have one person left. It's Vera.
And Bob, listen, if you have any questions, you can talk to Mike also.
Maybe
Thank
after
you
talk
after
to Vera.
After Vera. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Vera.
Oh, hello. Bless you both. This is I've really been inspired listening, and I look forward to going to the website too.
Great.
Yeah, I read a book by Hilarion, channeled by Hilarion about, oh gosh, probably 30 years ago, and it talked about how in the future, which is now, there would be healing that would be done by sound and color.
we use both in Orosoma.
Pardon me?
We use both in Orosoma. There's a course which is specifically about the link between color and sound, which is called Essentials. And it's a quick way into the system of Orosoma for those who are interested. So it's basically an experiential course. There's not a lot of theory, but it's very, very effective in relation to becoming familiar with the energies of color, the energies that are transmitted through sound, and how the two things come together with the possibility of helping us to trust ourselves a little bit more and trust our experience a bit more.
Hugely important, that trusting. I get that, and I appreciate your supporting those of us who are on that journey. Very important.
It's been a big part of our Cindy and my communication because, as I said earlier, it's really where we come together. That trust in ourselves is critical as far as an Orosoma point of view is, unless it is that we begin to trust ourselves and to know that we know at a deeper level of ourselves, then we're giving our power away to others who are always going to be likely to misuse that or at best be a distraction to, you know, what it is that we need to find out for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about that a lot, about trust. You know, to serve, you've got to trust that you have something to offer, to give.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Mike has done a lot of trust. I mean, how many books have you written?
Five.
He's written five books. And what are they about, Mike?
They're mostly about Orosoma. One of the big ones, which is only available in German and Japanese because I haven't found an English publisher for it, is a book which is entitled Tarot. But it's really about an understanding of this whole system of Orosoma in detail and its correspondence with kind of a symbology system that was Gnostic. And so it was kind of, you know, something that I went into a lot of depth because I thought that it was really important to have at least an attempt to put down as much as I could about each bottle. And so that was that. But unfortunately, it's not available in English at this point in time.
Is any of this from Atlantean times also?
Yeah, I think you could say.
I think most of it is.
Yeah, I think that, you know, even pre-Atlantean, you know, one of the things that, you know, Cindy and I have also been touching on is, you know, all of the ancient knowledge that is, you know, mm-hmm. accumulated over the thousands of lifetimes, and how much we have an opportunity to access that
in our soul. And everybody, and we've talked about this before, we all have information in our soul. And so it's a matter of trusting and meditating and going into that part of us that has been around forever. And so there's things we're bringing in now, new healing. You know, I've been doing energy because that's part of what I am, and the transformer and the energetic work that I do. But there's other things that can transform also. And each of us have things inside of our soul that are here to give as service to the world and light workers to bring in the new earth. And it's up to each of us to trust that service that we're offering. And that's what Mike did. Now, Mike had, he's talking to me on the way here. We had an hour drive from the rail station into the country in this Austin Martin, which was pretty interesting. And these little, and I'm keep thinking we're on the wrong side of the road, you know. And yeah, it was pretty interesting. I kept, oh my God, but I relaxed, and he's a good driver. So there's a lot of things that are coming to fruition right now that we have used in past lives. And that's why it's imperative that we begin to trust who we are, because we are gigantically bigger than we've ever allowed ourselves to be in this lifetime. So we have to access all that we are. There's no longer a time to play small. And there's no longer a time to sabotage yourself or compromise yourself or make yourself feel less than or allow anybody else to do it, because now is the time you have to step it up. And one of the things our soma does is allow you to access that part of you that maybe you're not feeling that comfortable with revealing even to yourself.
Beautifully expressed. Mm-hmm. I your name, Vera, you thought about that being true ever?
Pardon me?
You know, your name, Vera, have you ever thought of that as being an expression of truth?
Yes, actually, yes. There's more to all of that name, too.
For sure.
I'm working on living up to it. Yes, we are all being called, and I think that the blessing of things like your blog show and the internet is that we're being allowed to support each other in community mm-hmm. across the nations. And when I think about it, I just heard about the wall on the news about how they want to create a wall where the butterflies are now. And every time I hear something, you know, the wall between Mexico and U.S., and every time I hear things now on the news, and I don't only listen to NPR, I don't watch the news, I'm just saying I'm going to see it different. I'm going to see and know that this is the highest expression that the divine wants to have a moment, and it can shift. And it's going to work for the highest good, regardless of what my mind and ego thinks about it right now.
Perfect. I think that's absolutely the right way to see things. If the world began to perceive things as you've just expressed, that we see what unfolds as the highest expression of what can be, and that's open to change. Because, you know, remember, we're on a planet that's moving incredibly fast through space in a galaxy that's also doing the same thing. How can any two moments be the same? Mm-hmm. You know, why don't we just trust the way it is rather than going to, you know, energizing things that we don't need to be energizing? You know, resistance equals persistence. And there's so much resistance in this world.
I went to a Buddhist ceremony yesterday that I hadn't planned to, talking about synchronicity. Mm-hmm. And it talks about the four harmonies. I was asking about the altar, which was hand-carved by Tibetan monks
that are currently in Atlanta working with Emory University. And it was hand-carved here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And on the four harmonies, it talked about four different animals, and at the top was the monkey who was trying to work with the bird to get the fruit at the top. And I thought, who would think that these four animals with the elephant on the bottom, I can't remember what the fourth animal was, but we're all working harmoniously together to achieve the fruit. And I thought, I need a picture of that in my office. You know, because we all have gifts to give. Every single nation has gifts to give. Every homeless person on our streets has gifts to give. They're just often asleep.
Right. Right.
So thank you so much for the work doing and that you're allowing so many people to experience this for free. Thank you so much for this inspiration.
Lovely to hear you, Vera.
And Vera, learn more about it. I don't know that there's anybody has a shop or anything in Atlanta, but gosh, they should. There should be something somewhere. Someone selling Aurasoma in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Actually, I think there is someone who has it. She lives in Marietta, and I need to check. It was a number, I think about 100 bottles, and they have sometimes one, two, or three colors. Is that correct?
Two colors.
Mm-hmm. Two colors. Yeah. I think
I have little bottles that were gifted to me that are just one color.
Yeah, what I was describing earlier is the pomanders are just single colors.
Mm-hmm. So he's developing more and more right now too. So it's, and then he's got his daughters are doing the same thing. So this is not going to end anytime soon. It's growing gigantically.
And
the United States are behind it as far as other countries. Right now, I think, yeah, we're a little behind in the United States, not accepting of it because it's so magical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, the AMA will not always be so strong.
Exactly. Thank you, Vera.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bob. You have, who else, Bob, do we have tonight?
We also have Maris on the line.
Oh, great. Let's talk to Maris.
Hello.
Hey, Maris.
Hey,
Maris.
Hey.
Yes, I just remembered when I was in Los Angeles for those 28 years, I believe it was 1993, was working in a very special place at the time as a massage therapist, and this French lady who brought in the Aurasoma, and we had... The woman that owned the place on Wilshire Boulevard had oxygen therapy, and I did the massage.
Wow.
And I can't remember her name, Jolie. I can't remember her name right now. It was 1993. But anyway, so yeah, she introduced it. It was very, very fresh then. I mean, you know, like she was the first person to bring it to Los Angeles, as far as I know, on the west side.
And a lot of my
so that's
clients.
Great.
Several clients in LA that actually they love it. I mean, I knew a little bit from Frank in Germany, and then I met Mike, and I started learning more about it, and then I recognized that there were more people there was a lot of people that knew about it. I was kind of lagging behind, you know.
I forgot that I knew about it. It'd been so long ago. It was 1993. But, of course, that's California, not Georgia. you know, even though Georgia's catching up. Anyway, I do miss the usual format. I miss talking about the astrology and everything like that. I'm sure that this is everything is that you've said and the gentleman has said is very beneficial for everyone. I just have to be honest with you, be my authentic self and say, I miss talking about everybody's complaints. and you know, on a soul, deep soul level. So, uh-huh. And that Mercury will go direct on the 7th. And yes, I did experience the portal on the 29th. So I just mostly wanted to tune in and share and give you my love and heart. That's all.
Yeah, and we did have the 11-11-11 on Thursday? Yes.
Well, we had on the 29th. Yes, yeah. I certainly felt that one. It was like rocking, baby.
Yes. And, you know, I'll have some people do some astrology now and then, but I'm just following divine guidance right now on what comes in for me to share with everybody and what shows up. You know,
this is good. We got to think about the whole world.
I don't have a set what shows up and what needs to be presented.
I understand, and I'm with you. And I'm waiting for are we going to have the healing meditation at the end?
We are. We got to get going, though. We've only got
okay. Well, let me jump off and kiss Mother England, because my maiden name is Yeoman, the hardworking backbone of England, sir. So,
yeah.
Kiss Mother England over there and have a good time, and we'll see you on the next show.
Yes, I think there's a possibility Mike and I will be on together again on the next show and do some more work with Arasoma and the colors. And so have your questions ready.
All right. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Maris, for listening.
Thank you.
Okay. So we better do a meditation here. Should I? Do you want me to do it? You want to start it too? Yeah, go. You're supposed to do it.
So just relax a little bit. Let go of the shoulders, the back of the neck. Loosen the jaw a little. Just feel that sense, that wave of relaxation passing through the body mind. Then dropping down inside ourselves. Dropping down from the head through the feelings, coming to the belly. Feel that sense of relaxation deepening as we come down within ourselves. Feeling for a point of within the belly. A point of light like a star or a diamond within ourselves. Each out breath, a letting go. A letting go into the energy of peace. A letting go of all that's gone before this moment. A letting go into a peace, not as a word or a concept, but what is the energy of peace underneath all that's being experienced? Feel for that energy of peace. And as we breathe in the light, slowly and gently, expanding light from the star at the center of our being, filling the temple of the body with light. Each in-breath, light expanding from the center.
So I'm going to add to this that everything unlike the light in each of the energy fields of each person that's listening to this is now released and transformed by this powerful divine light that enfolds you, that integrates into all aspects and all energies in any time, any place, anywhere of who you are. And this expands you to find the truth, the platform, anchor of your being, so that as you hold this light, you also hold the truth of your soul at the highest level, integrating more and more of who you are in this present moment. And as you integrate more of who you are, this increases your personal level of truth, of knowing your own personal truth. And with the knowing, you feel the security of letting go. In this moment, in the next moment, and the next moment, you are releasing any obstacles in your being that is blocking you from your truth. And as you infuse this truth at the much higher level, you begin to feel the joy of your being, the joy of serving your truth to others, the joy of being the love that you are. There are no doubts, there are no fears, for you are whole. You are a whole being. You are moving forward moment to moment in the divine truth of your soul. You are moving forward, holding the light of who you are. There is no interference. You are divinely protected as you expand all that you are from this moment on. You are the light of your world. And this light in your being is here to serve not only yourself, but all others. And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take a deep breath, relax. We'll see you next Monday. Thank you for listening. Be sure to drink some water, get grounded. And we're going to talk a little more next week about colors, about personal support for yourself, and what happens when you sabotage yourself. What elements can happen to sabotage your beingness. So thank you for listening and all your support. And we'll be here in England again, I believe, next Monday. And so it is. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, thank you, Cindy. If you could do me a favor, is Judy Johnston just had total knee replacement.
Mm-hmm.
If you could send her some healing energy.
We will. And your knee's doing well too, huh?
Yeah, surprisingly well. Surprisingly
wonderful.
Well.
Wonderful.
So,
thank you, Bob. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Love you.
Love you too, darling. Been good.
Great show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Julie.